Vectus Radio podcasts are sponsored by Break the Cycle CIC, rebuilding self-esteem in people who have experienced domestic abuse. For more, email hello@breakthecycle.org.uk.
Hello, I'm Kitty. We're talking health. Today, I will be chatting about keeping fit and having fun at the same time. If you are a similar age to me, you may remember Mr. Motivator and Diana Moran, aka the Green Goddess, on Breakfast TV many years ago. Both Diana Moran and Mr. Motivator appeared on our televisions again during lockdown, and to me, they didn't seem to appear much older than I remembered. Or perhaps it's just that I've become older too. Recently, I watched an interview with Diana Moran about how she still engages in keeping fit at the age of 81 and how exercise has helped her over the years to be happier, healthier and more content with her life. Such a motivating speaker, I thought. She expressed her joy for keeping fit and sharing this with others to share her passion. And what she said was that she came back onto the television in lockdown to make sure that older people were considered too during the time of lockdown, which she felt isolated older people even more than usual. I watched Mr. Motivator on the TV during lockdown, and he seemed so enthusiastic as I remembered him from years ago. If you look on YouTube, he has many exercise routines he shared on there. They're all around 10 minutes or so, and also, he was on daytime TV as well during lockdown. So it got me to thinking, do you enjoy keeping fit or do you consider it a bit of a chore? You may already have a great keep fit thing going, or you may be thinking of it and not being quite sure where to start. Many people go to a gym as they believe this is the place to go. Other people have pastimes and hobbies which keep them fit. Whatever you decide to do, have a look in the local paper or adverts in the area you live. You could also look on social media or on the internet for ideas if you're not sure what you fancy doing to help you stay fit. Keeping fit may be a thing you do on your own or with others. Right now, though, the being with others bit is more difficult, isn't it? Due to social distancing and the government regulations. However, it's so great to see such innovative ways that people have come up with to maintain their fitness and have fun too, whilst being careful to follow the necessary restrictions to our lives. For example, on the green outside my house during the summer, a local lady held socially distanced yoga sessions and also exercise sessions in the open air. The people who came along looked like they enjoyed it. And I'm sure that everyone will have felt much better for being able to exercise outside and not indoors for a change. Dancing, there's another thing. I know someone locally to me who held dance sessions using video link. What a great way of helping you to keep fit and meet others at the same time. I know it's a bit weird being on video link, but, you know, it's a way of doing it, isn't it? Another way is walking. Now that's a great way of keeping fit, isn't it? I rather like walking. It's a way of exercising. You reflect on your day. You notice the natural world around you. At times, you might even meet someone to talk to. Though, to be fair, it's a bit difficult to understand people if you have a hearing impairment as I do, when you cannot get close enough to them to read the lips. On your walk, you could go somewhere different, somewhere you've not been before, or if you're staying in the same area. Why not consider walking the opposite way round to the way that you usually do? You see things in a totally different way. Whatever form of keeping fit you decide to do, make it fun, make it enjoyable. It'll contribute towards keeping you healthy, as well as making you happier too. Who knows where it might lead you? That's it for now. Take care. Bye for now.